Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
From the lakefront to the riverfront, this is where Wisconsin sports fans come to talk. The Bill Michaels Show. Now, here's your host, Bill Michaels.
Good day to you. Welcome. Bill Michaels Show is on the air. Got some Bucks chatter coming up in a little bit as the Bucks make a trade today. In case you're just waking up to the news, we'll tell you what's coming. And the Green Bay Packers last night, ugly loss, and defensively, they're just not very good. And, well, we saw progress out of their quarterback, but not nearly enough. And there's a lot of things to dissect. We had Peter King on a little while ago, the editor-in-chief of MMQB, and he gave us his thoughts. Going to talk with Brian Billick, the Super Bowl-winning head coach and NFL Network analyst, coming up here in just 1 second. This portion of the program brought to you by Marshfield Clinic Health System. Fixed my knee up, got me back in the game 3 years ago. Great experience there. I highly recommend them. All you have to do is call them if you have something ailing you. They have Care My Way right over the phone. Maybe the nurse practitioner can get you a prescription. Call 844-CARE-WAY. That's 844-CARE-WAY. All that is the Marshfield Clinic. You can go to marshfieldclinic.org as well, where they treat you like a friend, not like a number. The Marshfield Clinic Health System. And they are the official health care provider of yours truly and the Bill Michaels Show. So there you have it. Let's bring him in now. Good friend of the program, Brian Billick, the Super Bowl winning head coach, NFL Network analyst, joining us on the Schneider Orange Hotline. Coach, how you doing?
Hi, I'm doing great.
So watching that game last night, I guess I'm just going to start out with give me your blanket opinion.
Well, Matthew Stafford obviously had a tremendous game. And when you look at what the Packers are forced to doing with Brent Hundley, you know, if you're going to play small ball, and that's what, you know, Hundley's just not getting the ball down the field except for the one big play to Randall Cobb. When Matthew Stafford is multiple big plays down the field, you can't keep up and track me. If you're going to play small ball, you got to play great defense and run the ball well. And that's not what the Packers are doing right now. So this is a tough formula for them going forward unless they can find some way to come up with more big plays down the field.
We talked about the necessity for defense, and you hit on that. And I think Brett Hundley played better than what he did against New Orleans. Obviously, I don't know if it's play calling, Brian. I don't know if it's play calling or if it's, you know, just Brett Hundley and the inability to be able to see downfield, or maybe the pressure was getting to him. I know his throws were better. I know his decisions making was a little bit better. But when you got a defense that can't get off the field on third down, I don't care what you throw out there. I mean, you're going to have trouble anyway, right?
Yeah, I mean, it wasn't Brent Hundley or the lack of Aaron Rodgers that caused the Detroit Lions to not have to punt the entire game. So clearly that has to be addressed. Brent Hundley went in, it looked like, with the mentality of, okay, we're going to be efficient, and I'm not going to turn the ball over. I'm not going to put our defense on a short field. And those are good objectives for a quarterback. But on a game when the opponent's kind of going up and down the field, you're right. There comes a point when you have to transition and say, okay, that was the game plan we wanted to have coming in. Most teams are going to play the Lions and say, look, just don't give up the big play. See if they can run the ball. The one thing we're not going to do is let Matthew Stafford get cranked up down the field. Maybe he'll throw us the ball because they're not going to be able to run the ball. And then the game plan that Green Bay had probably would work. But once they started gashing you up and down the field, it's okay. Well, this isn't working. They're getting big plays down the field. So now we gotta respond in kind, and that's going to be the challenge for Green Bay going forward. Is if can they get into those kind of games, and can Hundley continue to improve now? I mean, you're going to play the Bears, and it's going to be the, you know, same type of thing. Okay. We're not going to let you run the ball. We're going to see if Mitch Trubisky can make the big plays down the field. So the game plan that they had, maybe that will work against the Bears. The Ravens the same way, because they've not been particularly explosive. But then you got to play the Steelers. and are you going to be able to keep up with them? So given their schedule, then they got the Bucks, the Browns. So given the schedule, yeah, they've got some teams that the game plan, it looks like they had intended for Detroit, could hold up against teams like the Bears and the Buccaneers and the Browns, maybe even the Panthers, who aren't particularly explosive. But you're going to, you know, in order, at some point, you're going to have more offensively if you're going to beat the Steelers, if you're going to beat the Vikings, if you're going to beat these at all but in Detroit, the Lions again.
When we look at the defense, and statistically over the last few years, it hasn't been a great defense, obviously. And you don't know, is it the coaching? Is it the talent? You know, there's a culmination of things. But take us inside as a head coach working with defensive coordinators, working with position guys. How much does a coordinator have hands-on with each individual players? And the reason I ask this is because we've seen over the last couple of weeks confusion. We've seen 10 men on the field. We've seen guys that don't really know where they're supposed to be. We saw it last night a couple of times. Guys didn't recognize what was coming at them. When it comes down to stuff like that, I mean, obviously the head coach is responsible, then the coordinator, and then it goes down from there. But what is the working relationship to try to correct those problems with specific coaches?
Well, just that. I mean, as a coordinator, of course, the head coach, you're going to be accountable for it all. But as the coordinator, you have to look. And Don Capers is an outstanding defensive coordinator. They do a lot. Don is very creative. He's very much about working the numbers and the angles and putting his players in the best position they can. You know, I do 20 of these shows a week. And when I'm talking to teams that are struggling on defense, a lot of times you hear, well, we got to get back to basics. We got to simplify what we're doing because we're making mistakes. But then you also hear, well, but now maybe we're too basic and teams got too easy a beat on us. So there's a balance there. And if the things that you're talking about in terms of 10 players on the field and blown coverages, and that's what's leading, I haven't looked at the film specifically yet from the coach's copy to see exactly how the big plays where they were just matchups and blown coverages. Yeah, you got to go back and look at what we're doing, what the calls we're making, what is it the players aren't understanding that are leaving them out of position to make these plays. So, yeah, that clearly falls directly to the coordinators and then down to the position coaches.
As a head coach, you always have that tough decision at the end of the year. What position needs to be upgraded? What on your staff needs to change? Mike McCarthy said a couple of years ago when he let go of some assistants, sometimes you just need a different voice. Does a statement like that then, when you're not having success, begin to paint you into a corner?
It can, and that's not to say it's not a valid observation. There have been a lot of good coaches that have been let go in this league simply because it's just time. You're right. Sometimes it does need a new voice, a new impetus, because just to keep doing the same thing, however competent that coach may be, and that's not a comfortable place to be in. Particularly when you're as good a coach as, say, a Don Capers is. But sometimes as the head coach, yeah, when you're there long enough, and Mike McCarthy in that 10-plus year now range, that typically is a challenge that you do have to face because that different voice mentality, it's a valid observation.
Looking around the rest of the NFC, why do people not buy into what Doug Peterson and company have going on over in Philadelphia? Why is it everybody seems to be waiting for the other shoe to fall?
Well, it's interesting. I did an event on Saturday with a bunch of lawyers in Baltimore. There's a lawyer group that was having a conference, and a bunch of them for Philadelphia. And as I'm visiting with them afterwards, I had to kind of slap them around a little bit and say, guys, your team's good. Relax. I mean, because they were the same. Oh, well, they're waiting for the shoe to drop, and oh, we're not sure. And maybe it's just because that's been the pedigree of it. And Philadelphia has struggled at times. Boy, for my money, I'm loving looking at this team. They're for real. And the thing that excites me about them is you look at, obviously Carson Wentz is playing very, very well, but the balance of what they have, Carson Wentz is on target for a 40 touchdown season, single digit interceptions on a 500 throw year. I mean, that's balance because they're running the ball well, they're playing good defense. Along with the Rams, probably the best overall team, offense, defense, and special teams in the NFL. So they're very much for real. Now, we're going to see coming up here, they're coming up on a little bit here where schedule-wise, where it's going to get interesting because as we look at it with them, there's some challenge for them, right? Excuse me. They're the real deal. And barring injury, for anybody to question that. We've seen enough football that no one should question that at all. Now, they got a couple games coming up here that are going to really be – they're going to play at Seattle and at Los Angeles. They play – and at Dallas. You know, that's obviously a real game for them as well. So these three games – then they play Chicago at home, and you can't dismiss anybody. That's a game they should win. But at Dallas, at Seattle, at Los Angeles, they don't have to win all three. But if they can win two out of those three – then, yeah, I think you're going to remove all doubts from anybody.
Yeah, I know that the usual powers are not sitting atop many of the divisions. Seahawks are now trailing the Rams by a game, and we're talking about the Rams being a good team, and New Orleans is back on top, and obviously Minnesota is back there. So for as much as we can talk about the powers and what has happened, you can also talk about quarterback play, defenses, how teams are being built for teams that don't have Hall of Fame quarterbacks that are excelling in the National Football League. Have we seen the pendulum swing a little bit from it being the, quote, quarterback-driven league to, if you don't have a good quarterback, you better build a hell of a defense?
Well, it's still good. It still takes good quarterback play, particularly if you're going to make it to the Super Bowl. But that balance you're talking about, you look at teams like Minnesota and even New Orleans. New Orleans with Drew Brees. Now, Drew Brees is not doing what Drew Brees has done in the past. Some of it's by design. He's on pace for about a 500 throw a year. When was the last time you saw Drew Brees only throw the ball 500 times in a given year? Because they put the emphasis on the running game, and they are better on defense. We'll see how much better. Minnesota's playing great defense. Case Keenum has been solid, if not spectacular. But you still can't dismiss, you know, you're still looking at Ben Roethlisberger in Pittsburgh, Tom Brady in New England. Certainly Alex Smith is playing very well in Kansas City. We'll see how that plays out. And what's interesting is it's like New England's, you know, below the radar. When was the last time we talked about the New England Patriots?
Right.
Which is right where they want to be, and they're sitting here at 6-2. So that's a scary thought as well.
Talking with head coach Brian Billick of the Super Bowl-winning Baltimore Ravens, now with the NFL Network. Last question before I let you go, and going back to the NFC North. Obviously, the Minnesota Vikings look to be the real deal because they probably have the best defense. But I've always said the fly in the ointment could be the Bears because they're building something down there. Does the direction they're heading right now with that Trubisky and company on the offensive side of the football, who doesn't have much, but defensively speaking, is that a team that we should look for as being on the uptick, so to speak?
Yeah, the last month of the season, we're always looking for that team that kind of gets on a winning run, wins 4 out of 5, 3 out of 4, that you kind of think, okay, they're not doing anything this year, but yeah, this is a precursor. There's always a team that falls into that category. And Chicago should fall into that category. I mean, at the end of the day, Trubisky is going to have rookie-like numbers, okay? He's not getting a high pitch count. He's going to have about the same number of interceptions as touchdowns. He's going to be, less than, right around 50% if they're lucky. So that's one of those things that it's hard to see exactly where this is going to go, although I like what I'm seeing in Mitch Trubisky. At some point, they got to let him kind of open it up and let him throw the ball a little bit. They did this last week. Threw it 32 times and no touchdowns and interception. But they got to, this is about his development as well. I like what I see there. And they're going to get better. So, yeah, this is a team that very much you want to watch at the end of the season to see how they're actually finishing.
Coach, before I let you go, I know also just like Peter King was, you're part of the SeatGeek group, and you got a lot of good things to say about it. Obviously, they have an app on the phone that you can just go right to SeatGeek and use your name, Billick, and get $20 off your first selection, but you're all a part of it, right?
Oh, love it. People need to, if you're in the ticket market for anything, whether it's a play, a concert, obviously a sporting event, you got to go to SeatGeek.com. It just makes you a more informed consumer. Most important thing is every transaction on SeatGeek.com is 100% guaranteed. Where do you get 100% guarantee anywhere in life right now? And, of course, you get that $20 back if you use the promo code Billick on any of your first purchase at SeatGeek.com.
Always a pleasure to get you on the program. Thanks for taking a couple of minutes with us, and we'll talk again down the road, okay?
Sounds great.
Thanks, Coach. Talk to you soon. There you go. Brian Billick, former head coach of the Baltimore Ravens, won a Super Bowl with them, now with the NFL Network. He is with X-Tech Pads. He works with SeatGeek.com. And yeah, great insight. Always good to get him on the program and talk a little bit about what's going on, not only in the National Football League, but here in our own backyard. He joined us on the Schneider Orange Hotline. Schneider hiring drivers right now. You work hard. They treat you fair. 80-plus years they've been getting it done. Call them 844-PRIDE or go to SchneiderJobs.com. More of the Bill Michaels Show next.
You're listening to the Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network.
Looking today. Hopefully you're having a fantastic day. If you're a Packers fan, you're not feeling too good right now, but you get it. This portion of the program brought to you by Neumel Medical, treating guys with ED, erectile dysfunction all over the state, beyond its borders. They have a location in Green Bay, location in Milwaukee, location in Chicago. 98% success rate of treating guys with ED, erectile dysfunction. 98%. Also, when it comes to treatments, they have low T treatments. If you're looking for more energy, better mental clarity, better mood, better stamina, I was kind of going through the list of things. I'm like, I got all this stuff. And man, it helped me. Really did. The all-in-one weight loss program I have preached for a long time. I mean, it's just a great way to jumpstart the health and fitness program, especially this time of year when the holidays are right around the corner. And when you hear holidays, the first thing you think of is desserts and cookies and pies and baking and food and mashed potatoes and turkey and just all that stuff. So, you know, if you want to jumpstart the program, you want to start shedding some pounds and getting yourself fit, or maybe just getting yourself into holiday shape, that's the way to do it. Call them, 414-455-4451. That's 414-455-4451. 414-455-4451. That's the Neumel Medical Center. Roger's been on hold forever. Roger, welcome to the program. What's going on, man?
Yeah, you know, I appreciate what you're saying with regards to, and you're putting in the context if someone held a gun to your head. But, Bill, no one's I don't need the gun to my head. And this is based on not just this last game, but, you know, the last years of watching this defense. And last night put a cap on it in terms of my opinion. I think getting rid of Capers is the right thing to do for everything you said. It's what we're seeing on the field. Now, to be realistic, I also think off the field, you're not going to get rid of Thompson. You're not going to get rid of Mike. So he's the last guy I think you can get rid of, because in terms of helping Aaron Rodgers, what it means is not so much on the offensive side. I think he can be helped most by getting rid of Capers. But is there a downside? I mean, right now, if we got rid of Capers end of the season, and, you know, by all means, as a fan, I will say this up front, I hope they play as well as they can but lose the rest of their games, because I do am going to put a value on a higher draft choice. But what's the downside if they got rid of Capers in terms of replacing him and the impact on this quarter in which we still have Roger?
Well, that's a great question. Appreciate the phone call, Roger. The downside would be that you have built this team around the philosophical preferences of Dom Capers. And it's kind of like changing the offense, okay? Are you bringing in somebody that can accentuate what it is you're already running? Or are you bringing somebody in that is going to scrap what you're doing and start over? Therefore, you now have another learning curve. See, that, you know, once you get into the age of 32, 33, 34 for Aaron Rodgers, you're almost passing the point of no return, because you know that your time is limited. You can't tinker with it too much. You've been successful. When he's on the field, that's the way the team's been built, and there's normal success there. So that's the downside. If you have to then say, well, we're going to give him a couple of years to get this defense turned around, because you don't have that kind of time. The positive side is if you bring in somebody that knows kind of what you're doing and has a better way of relating to the personnel you have, or putting your personnel in a better position to be successful, or simplification, like Brian Billick just said a little while ago, that's the positive side. Or maybe just the message is falling on deaf ears, and you need a different voice to bring the same message. Maybe something like that. It gives that team a jump, if you will. So I when I say put a gun to my head, I'm sitting here, if you had to say today, would I fire him or would I keep him? I'd fire him. I'd fire him. But I've said I'm going to let this season play out. I think the only way you can make a judgment is by looking, because there are people that wanted him fired years ago. And I've always asked the question, was it the talent or was it Dom? Because we have seen where an entire secondary was gone. Well, that's not Dom's fault. Okay? When you're getting pass rush, but you're going downfield because you don't have guys to cover, that's not the coach's fault. You have to understand what the circumstances are. I don't look just at the stats and say, well, they suck again, because that's not fair. Why do they suck? You have to ask yourself that. Why are they in the bottom half? What is the problem? And if you don't have the personnel, well, you know, you can't. That'd be like me giving you a Chevy Chevette and saying, well, you know what I want you to do? I want you to go race that Ferrari. And if you lose, I'm firing you. Well, you know damn well a Chevy Chevette isn't going to beat a Ferrari. So you try to do what you can with it. It's how you try to drive the car. Because you have to slow the Ferrari down. You're not going to get any faster, if you know what I mean. So has Dom Capers been given the Chevy Chevette or the Ford Festiva or whatever other small car that doesn't go fast? Has he been given that and said, go play with the Ferraris? Or is it he's got a Ferrari, but he's tinkered with the engine so much that he screwed it up and it's bogging down on itself? That's what you have to ask yourself. 855-830-8648, 855-830-8648. Where would you point the finger right now in Green Bay? I mean, you're not cleaning house. So you're not getting rid of Mark Murphy. You're not getting rid of Ted Thompson. You're not getting rid of Mike McCarthy. You're not going to get throw everybody out on their ass and start over. You're not going to do that. Why? Because why would you do that when you have Aaron Rodgers there right now? Why would you throw out an entirely different system on him? That would be crazy to do, okay? So what would you do? What change would you make right now? 855-830-8648. Let's go back to the phone calls. Talk to Peter listening to us in Fredonia. Peter, how you doing today? What's going on?
Hey, Bill. Good morning, young man. I think you lost half the audience when you said Chevy Chevette, but you and I remember that.
I remember the Chevy Chevette. It was, you know what? It was a dependable little car, but it's not going to race against a Ferrari. I'll tell you that right now.
Damn it, Billy. I was there last night, and, you know, I was sitting next to my owner of my company who brought me into the game, and it was just laughable, Billy, just laughable. You know, they can't get there from here. It's just, and I've seen it coming. I've been saying for weeks, and people have been getting blasted on Facebook, you know, oh, this, that, and the other thing. I'm telling you, this defense, they can't get there from here, Billy. But as you said, and I agree with your assessment of the last caller was, you know, you're not going to tear everything down, okay? But they knew, I think they can keep the same defensive philosophy, Billy, but I think they need a new voice. I don't think he's getting through to them anymore. I don't know about, I'm not sold on Joe Witt, the position coach, the cornerback coach either. I'm not, because these guys, is it the talent that Ted's drafting? Because how do guys like Randall and Rollins regress from year one to year three? They were decent players as rookies,
right?
And I expected them to progress, not regress, and that has happened. So I would take a look at the whole defensive coaching staff, Bill. I would bring in a similar system because you don't want to tear it down, start over. Then you're looking at another 2 years to get it right.
Correct.
You know, with a Hall of Fame quarterback. So I would bring in something. I would look at some coaching changes on the defensive side of the ball, and I'd bring in another coordinator or promote somebody from within for the rest of this year and then look at somebody who runs a similar scheme next year. I want to hear your thoughts. And damn it, Billy, they need to get better. Thank you.
I appreciate it. I don't know if they can. I don't know if they can. Somebody just said, well, I'm all for tanking. First of all, the Packers are never going to tank. They're never going to tell you that, and they're never going to do that. And secondly, they're doing it. They don't have a good football team. They don't have good voices right now. I mean, there's things there right now that they're not good. They're not going to win a lot of games. They've already got 4 wins, so as far as tanking goes, where do you want? You want the number 1 overall? Well, you're not going to get it. Cleveland and San Francisco stink worse. So they may get a couple more wins before it's all said and done, get 6 wins and still be in a reasonable draft position if that does indeed happen. But you're never going to – put it this way. If this team decided to tank, you'd want to run everybody out of there anyway. You would be the one to say this team needs to tank and get a high draft choice, and then you wouldn't agree with that draft choice. You would hate Ted Thompson's guts, and you'd want to fire everybody anyway. So they're not going to tank. I mean, that's not even in their – that's not even in their you know, their thought process. 855-830-8648. We'll get back to this. Bob, Jim, Tony, Dan, and the cast of thousands all on hold. Stay tuned. More of the Bill Michaels Show next.
Border to border, the Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network.
to the program. Bill Michaels Show is on the air. Hey, our friends over at Quick Trip, man, I'll tell you what, I want to say thanks to them. They, not only yesterday did I have to fill up the tank, I drove from Milwaukee to Green Bay, Green Bay to Kohler, Kohler back to Green Bay, and Green Bay back down to Milwaukee. But last night, about 2:30 in the morning, stopped into a Quick Trip, and I'm there with the Packers mug. I was stopped at the one in Sheboygan, and I had my Packers tumbler with me, and I walked in, the girl behind the counter, and this was probably about 2 in the morning. She says to me, she says, not a good win, right? And I said, no, not a win at all, you know, kind of laughed. And she said, boy, you look beat. And I was kind of explaining my day to her, and she just said, you know what? Go ahead. Got the free coffee last night. Ended up buying a water along with it, a bottled water along with it. But just great people at Quick Trip. I can't say enough about it. So I took the Packers tumbler in there, the Quick Trip Packers tumbler, which are still cool. And they're great gift ideas, by the way. If the Packers get a win, you get to fill it up for free the next day. I say if, because not a lot of hope for this team right now. That being said, always stop at Quick Trip, whether it's the, you know, the fee, no fee ATMs or the terrific fuel or what they offer as far as one-stop shopping. It's just, it's fantastic. So stop into your local Quick Trip. Tell them I said hi, without a doubt. Just good people there. 855-830-8648. Let's go to Dan on the south side. He's been on hold the longest. Dan, welcome to the program, The Bill Michaels Show.
Hey, Bill, can you hear me?
Yeah, go ahead.
Hey, all right. I'm angry, very angry. I've been angry for 8 seasons since winning the Super Bowl. We have a general manager unwilling to put a defense on the field. We've seen that. We know that. Why will we not get rid of him?
When you say unwilling, though, what do you mean?
Unwilling. He will not. This defense isn't that bad. We've got talent on the defensive side of the football. He will not go get the 3 players we need to put this defense to where they can make a difference. He won't do it. He's shown it. He will not spend any money to give Aaron Rodgers the help he needs to win some Super Bowls. He's not going to do it. He needs to go. Mike McCarthy is a poor head NFL football coach. Poor. Poor at best. You guys in the so-called know told us, well, let's see what he's got after being able to prepare for 2 weeks. Well, you saw last night what Mike McCarthy's got. He's got nothing. Nothing. He needs to go. If you guys want to tell me that you can't find a head football coach, bring him in, and another GM, bring him in to play the same offensive game we're playing now, you're wrong. They aren't going to change things for Aaron Rodgers. You will keep it the same. You need to get people in charge that want to win Super Bowls. I don't want to win a weak NFC North and go to the playoffs and get embarrassed.
Yeah, but it pays money to them if they win a Super Bowl. It's not that they don't ever wake up and go, we just want to get to the postseason. That's not what their thought process is.
That's what it looks like to me. I heard you say that a couple of months ago, you saying that. What they've done since winning a Super Bowl says they don't want to win another one.
Well, 2014, they had enough talent on the field.
You're right, they did. And that was a poor job, again, by Mark McCarthy.
That was poor execution all the way around by a lot of different things.
Absolutely it was, absolutely. But you cannot, as a head football coach, stand up at the podium and blame execution and players when you had a lot to do with what happened on the field, and he didn't take that responsibility. We need a head football coach to stand up and say, it starts and ends with me, and he's not the guy.
I appreciate the phone call. See, a lot of that stuff I can agree with, just the blanket statements where they don't want to win. Well, that's not true. They do want to win, okay? They do want to win. When you say he will not go out, he's unwilling to go out and put a defense, well, this year he went out and got more free agents than he ever has. The problem is Ahmad Brooks, who has really never been injured really seriously in his career, is now injured. Quentin Dial, injured. Devon House had the thigh injury, and he's played at times pretty well, but he's also been a little bit nicked up, but the secondary is just not good. He went out and got guys. He's addressed the secondary numerous times. He picked up Rollins and Randall. He picked up King. He picked up Josh Jones. He picked up these guys. He's addressing it. It's not that he's unwilling to say, and let's be honest, he cut loose players. He admitted Dayton Jones was a mistake. Let him go. I'm not going to resign. I'm not bringing him back. He's admitted guys that he has chosen have not been the chosen ones. He's willing to cut them. The problem is that his choice of talent at times has not been good. So when you say he's unwilling to do it, it's not that he's unwilling. It's that some of the decisions he's made have just been bad. They haven't panned out. So there's a difference. It's kind of like when people say, well, that guy doesn't have any heart. Well, how do you know? How do you know a guy doesn't have any heart? How do you know a guy's just going through the motions? You know? I mean, Cletus Hunt, he went through the motions. He made it clear once he got paid, he wasn't doing anything over the top at all to risk his viability down the road because he wanted to spend his millions. He made it clear. That guy you knew. Beyond that, you don't know. That's why I don't question guys' heart or want to play. You can look at somebody and say your desire to put your body on the line might be somewhat questionable when you pull up or you run away from a block or you don't really, you know, put all the effort into tackling, at least from the naked eye, the eyeball test. But Ted Thompson has wanted to build a good defense. He's missed. And when you talk about a guy that lives by the philosophy of draft and develop, for him to go out and then sign free agents in Quentin Dial, Ahmad Brooks, Devon House, and company, that's a huge admission that, hey, guys, I screwed up. The talent that I drafted, that I thought I had, it's not there. Now, Montrevious Adams and Vince Beagle and Josh Jones and Kevin King, they all look pretty good. They're just going to need time. But we don't know what those guys are for the next couple of years, unfortunately. So every time you draft, you buy yourself 3 years. So that's what Ted Thompson's lived off of. Well, we had the defense, then we had the 15-1 season, and then we got beat. Then 2014, we came back, and I had it. I put it all together. It was right, and the players and the coaches let it slip away. So 2015 and 16 comes, and we're still trying to build it back up. So I admitted my mistake. So in 2017, this is what happened. Well, look at all the injuries. And he's right. But you still, every time it happens, you buy yourself 3 years with another draft. And he has not been drafting Pro Bowlers. He's not been fortifying this team with Pro Bowlers. And I hate to say it, but it goes back to the, you got a bunch of guys. 855-830-8648. And this year, don't forget, okay, Jared Cook's gone. And I admit it was a mistake. I thought it was good. I thought when they went out and got Martellus Bennett, coming from that New England system, coming with a ring on his finger, as one of the better blockers, as a guy that was going to be a touchdown catching machine, I thought matchup-wise it wasn't going to drop off. I thought, you know what, Ted Thompson went out and got him, got Lance Kendricks, fortified that tight end position to give Aaron Rodgers additional weapons. Everybody else is healthy. Geronimo Allison's on the come. Four running backs now in your stable. I'm thinking this is a no-brainer. This is a Ferrari ready to run out of the garage, and Aaron Rodgers was playing at an MVP level. Unfortunately, some of the pickups, like a Martellus Bennett, just didn't pan out. Hasn't panned out. And then you needed the defense just to be a little bit better. The plan itself was good, but the execution itself right now, especially with Aaron Rodgers going down, that blows your plan up. Because you put, it's kind of like I said last night, it's kind of like being a team that is built on the home run. Okay, you got a bunch of mashers in the top of your lineup, and you're scoring runs like crazy. But when all of a sudden everybody goes cold, you're not scoring runs and you're losing games, you can't figure out why. Well, it's because we can't play small ball. Well, you built a team to be a home run hitting team. Of course they're not a small ball team, because this is what chicks dig the long ball, baby. So that's what's happened to the Packers. They lost their home run hitter. So now you're trying to play small ball, and you can't because that's not the way the team was built. So in essence, yes, it's Ted Thompson's fault. Yes, it's Dom Capers' fault. But you're being asked to do something different from what it is you planned on doing at the beginning of the season because you shoved all your eggs into that basket. So it's not an unwillingness to build the team. It's a flawed philosophy to say this is the only way we can do it, because things do happen. Injuries happen. 855-830-8648 on the loansbykip.com toll-free talk line. Coming up after the top of the hour, you're going to hear from Mike McCarthy. Also, we're going to talk from D.A. D.A. is going to be joining us, host on CBS Sports Radio. We're going to be chatting with him coming up in about 30, 45 minutes, something like that. Stay tuned. Stick around. More of the Bill Michael Show next.
16 stations strong. The Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network.
Singing through these power lines, and I'm running on time and feeling.
Michael Show on the air. How are we looking today? Not a great day if you're a Packers fan. I'll admit that. Completely admit that. It's a very frustrating day. You're looking for answers. You're looking for blame. It's one of those days. Understandable. Understandable. This portion of the program being brought to you by our good friends at Cousins Subs, where they believe in better. You deserve better, as a matter of fact. They have the brisket going on right now, the barbecue brisket. So you can stop in and take advantage of that. The Wisconsin cheddar cheese on that thing, the crispy pickles, horseradish mayo, all the good stuff. All the good stuff on that brisket sandwich. For a limited time, by the way, so if you like brisket and you want to get in and get it, get in and get it now. It's for a limited time, and it's only at Cousins Subs, where they believe in better. You deserve better. Stop in at Cousins Subs. Tell them we sent you to. Tell him we sent you. Let's get back to the phone calls. Jam-packed. Bob is on the south side. Bob, welcome to the program, The Bill Michaels Show. What's going on?
One of the things that you always challenge the listeners to, and I think it's eminently fair, but it frustrates a lot of the anger, is you say, hey, if you're going to fire him, who are you going to replace him with?
Right.
And I think I think one possible solution is, if you're going to get rid of Don Capers, and I would like to see it, replace him with a guy that knows the 3-4 defense, younger, who's got a lot of enthusiasm that I think would carry over to this team, and that would be Dave Aranda from LSU. I think there's a good, proven 3-4 guy that would be someone closer to the age of the players and would also be somebody who's not just going to sit up in the press box during the box up top during the game, and is going to be able to be on the field generating some enthusiasm and getting direct feedback to the players, because that's what's missing, to have him up kind of in the director's chair. But, I want to take you up on your who's it going to be, because I think he would be a viable option.
So one of the guys, when you talk about Dave Aranda, I mean, Dave Aranda has done an impressive job there. I mean, he's right now LSU ranked 17th in the country. He's been extremely good. They are 31st in the country in points per game. He, like you said, he knows the system. I don't know how difficult the transition is for a guy like a college coach coming to the pros without being a something else other than a defensive coordinator first. You know what I mean? I don't know if he just walks in with street cred right away and has it, or if there would be something else there.
Well, and that would be an issue. And yeah, you've asked for a name before.
So yeah, I gave I get name. It. That, hey,
but
that's
you got some other qualifications.
Yeah, no, I get it. I get it. Yeah,
I have a question about the offense, and admittedly, I am not an offensive coordinator. But when they were running the scripted plays, they had a play where he a quarterback run option, and it was successful for 9 yards and completely abandoned it after one successful run. Why can't they do more of going back to what works? And secondly, I know it doesn't necessarily fit in the strict West Coast offense, but why not have, on a rotating basis, Geronimo Allison, Davis, and Giannis just running a fly pattern down one sideline every play, so that you've got this constant deep threat that a defense is going to have to talk about. And again, I'm not an offensive coordinator or anything, but that's just something that struck me, is with a young quarterback, why not take some of the pressure off the line by putting somebody who can just beat the bejesus out of anybody running downfield.
Well, that would be – it depends on how you run it, okay? And great question. Appreciate the phone call. If you run it and you're just going to say, go beat somebody, then are you taking a two-step drop and just tossing it and letting them run underneath it? Or are you asking the line to block for 4 seconds while that sets up? That's the first thing, because if the line can't block, it doesn't matter what you do. And last night we saw a couple of times where – you know, guys are 25, 30 yards downfield. They're running scramble drills, running all over, but he doesn't even have time to set up. So is it, it's kind of like the, you know, if you're going to have a guy run down the field, that's great, but if you don't have time to throw him the football, that's the other shoe. So there were times last night that he could set up and let it go, and he actually looked pretty good in doing so. He didn't hit, but I thought the one was should have been a pass interference call, and the other one was just off the fingertips of Davante Adams, and the other one he actually ended up hitting Randall Cobb on. But, you know, I agree you'd like to see separation, but I think the right now, the isolation routes that this team runs, they run it quite a bit, and it's basically you're up. It's up to you to beat the man or get into a zone to where you're going to find the soft spot in the zone that he can deliver the football. And we saw him throw into some windows. As a matter of fact, that pass to Randall Cobb last night that ended up going for I don't know how many yards, but that was in a tight window late in the ballgame. That was in a tight window. That was a great pass. Great execution. And you want to see more of that. I think it'll come. The problem is we don't have time to wait. You're waiting for a Super Bowl season, and people don't want to wait. People don't want to see him develop. They want to see him be great right now. And quite frankly, that's just being spoiled. We still have a lot more of the Bill Michaels Show yet to go. Stay tuned. We'll be back right after this.
Everywhere in Wisconsin, the Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.